Good afternoon, everyone. The talk of today is quite different from what you have heard in these days, in the sense that today I will not present any illuminance value or HDR images, so no glare evaluation. But I think this is a very interesting approach and example of how powerful is radiance also applied in other fields. So let's begin. When dealing with the complex facade, what happens is that we have mainly two challenges, which are from one side the complexity of the shading itself, so how to model characterize the, for example, the shape or the coating, the reflectivity of the blind. So it's something that, from the optical point of view, is very complex. And on the other end, we how this shading interacts with the fluid flow inside the CAD. Of course, simulation lead for let's say a correct design of such system. And today, let's say the state of the art of what you want to do to model this complex translation system is using for the optical modeling what you already know, so the VSDF, which is useful both for, let's say, the visual part, but also for the solar, so including, let's say, a wider range of the spectrum. And for the thermal modeling, then, let's say, at the moment, the more accurate approach, which is also used in the majority of the building and energy simulation tool, is the ISO 50099. There are some restrictions, which regards, as before, the interaction between the shading and the window cavity, because this approach, the shading is basically a layer, a 2D layer, while in the reality you have 3D geometry often inside. Additionally, if you have a ventilation inside the cavity, this is, I mean, natural ventilation or mechanical ventilation inside the cavity, this is not that easy to be treated. And also, there are thermal inertia is not considered at all. Therefore, we try to develop this method, this new methodology, to, let's say, be able to have a very accurate modeling of the facade. And we also, in this work, we also validated the approach, the modeling approach, in dynamic conditions, so using using measurement. The approach basically is subdividing the optical part from the thermal part, where for the optical simulation we use radiance to calculate the absorbed fraction of solar energy, so radiation, and then we use this data into the computational fluid dynamics to have the characterization of the thermal part in fluid dynamics. I mean, I look more in detail in the modeling approach for the optical part. Of course, the very first thing you want to do is modeling the shading system. Actually, this workflow has been done for the characterization of the system that we used in the validation, which had a very high reflectivity material on the blind. So Lars in Lucerne did this BRDF characterization of the material that we applied then on the geometry, and which in BSDF we were able to generate the BSDF of the system. And then we combine into the in window with the glazing to create the, let's say, the overall window system. From window, you can get, of course, the BSDF, but window gives also you this absorption vector, which basically tells you for each incident angle which is the absorption from this angle. And we have one vector for each layer. So according to how many layers your system has, you will have one vector for each layer. And this is an example of this how looks this layer. The vector, basically this is a glazing, so you see that the absorption is quite similar, spreading around the incident angle, while when you have a shading system, of course, this changes a little bit. And this system, this absorption vector are then used into a modified version of the preface method, which comes from the presentation of Andy in 2011. So old school, but still very useful, at least for us. And basically what you have here is you get rid of what is inside the building. So you don't have the view matrix, let's say, and everything. What is calculated is are the absorption in terms of energy per each layer, per each time step. And this is a result of what does it doesn't look. This is a time-dependent absorption. So as you can see, for different angle of incidence, for different angle of the blinds, you will get different absorption of the second layer. So the system is composed by a glazing layer, then shading, and another two glazing layer. So this shows you how change the absorption when you tilt also the angle of the system. This information is then passed to the computational fluidynamic analysis, which has been done in COMSOL. Assumption that we use to the domain calculations, or this section basically of the facade. Laminar flow and the radiosity method for the long wave radiation. This is the system that we use in the simulation and that we also had in the reality, which is a triple glazing system with the blinds integrated. We test this for actually not just two but three configuration, which are 18 degree, 37, and 75, so which is the most closed configuration. And this is a picture of the measurement setup. I think you can recognize this system here, which is the G value that you saw yesterday, in situ G value measurement that you saw yesterday in the passive cell. Together with this, actually, we also measured with the other flux sensor, also to have a comparison between different measurement approach. And this building is the University of Bolzano, so we did the test in the leading lab. And we did measurement, of course, in different periods, April, July, and August. And we measured all these parameters here. And some of them have been used as input, so as boundary condition. And then we get output from the simulation. And these are the KPI that we basically compared with the measurement. So the surface temperature, internal and external, and the heat flux. Actually, we did some calibration of the model before to go directly into the simulation, which mainly involved the convectivity transfer coefficient. So without going too in deep on this part, we use this one for the internal and external side, and these are some results. So you have on the top the heat flux, top image, bottom left and right you have the external surface temperature, the internal surface temperature, and the external surface temperature. As you can see, the I mean, overall, the performance is pretty good. So the measurement is the yellow. It's yellow, yes. The curve and dash blue is the simulation. So we can be in good agreement, especially for the heat flux and the external temperature, while for the internal, we saw that there is an underestimation. The problem is that, yeah, the fact that there is an underestimation here is because the accuracy is very strictly related to how you choose the heat transport coefficient on the internal side. So this is very, let's say, related to this parameter. So changing a little bit the coefficient changes a lot the temperature inside. So this is actually something that it's very delicate. But it's, I mean, there is space to be improved. And the other interesting thing here is that, as I said at the beginning, the model that the majority of the building simulation tool use today, they neglect the thermal inertia. So this means that everything that is absorbed is instantaneously released inside the building. So you would expect to have a curve that is that overlaps the incident radiation. While in this case, with this model, we are able to catch actually also the time delay of the secondary flux coming into the building. So this is those are the results for the 18 degree tilt. Similar results we found for the 37 degree, so also for a different tilt angle. And this is the results for the 75 degree, which is still very good in terms of performance. Then maybe an interesting thing related to what I was saying before is comparing this flux, the secondary flux between COMSOL, so using this complex detail approach, with Francis, which is like Energy Plus or this building energy simulation. You see that the secondary flux is, as I said before, is aligned with the incident radiation, and you have both, let's say, a delay. So the delay is not considered, but also the quantity of energy entering is very different comparing the two approaches. So this also give some very specific information of the facade, and we also are able to get information not just on the center of the glass but of the wall system. And what happened in the reality is that you have a distribution of the temperature, which is very likely like this, where your system can reach also 80 degrees Celsius, which is very close to the limit of some element of the facade. So it's also a very interesting information to have for facade manufacturer. You can get a very clear idea how the air circulate inside the facade. So we saw that this approach looks very accurate and is also efficient for characterizing this behavior, the behavior of complex facade. It gives information on the spatial temperature and velocity, so you can get the real extreme temperature value, and also the dynamic behavior is well described, so that it's also very useful, for example, for the design of HVA system. I'll show you just some application, because we also do consultancy, and we saw that this approach is very interesting looks very interesting from the market. So we had the chance to do some different specific analysis with this tool. For example, modeling this double skin facade, which was not regulated, and then these perforated blinds inside. And we have been asked also to evaluate, for example, the
liquid water concentration and gravity humidity inside the cavity to see the possible moisture transfer. And again, double skin, quite complex to design, so this approach looks very promising for the design. Another thing that we are doing in the project is also trying to pack this approach into a tool, a simplified tool, which can be used because doing CFD simulation is pretty complex, so we are trying to make this easy in a tool and share for a redesign. So you can do some change in the parametric change into the geometry, and this is something that we are doing. And I think that's all from my side. So if you have any question, I will be very